This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Just before 11 a.m. Friday, October 10th, the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a fatal crash on M25 south of Kilmana Road in Sebewing Township. Authorities say an 82-year-old Sebewing man driving a pickup truck sideswiped a semi, then left the road before coming to rest in a ditch. Witnesses began CPR, but the driver was later pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators believe he may have suffered a medical emergency before the crash. The semi-driver was not injured, and the victim's name is being withheld pending the family's notification. The U.S. Senate has passed the 2026 National Defense Authorization Act, a $925 billion bipartisan bill that includes key provisions from Michigan Senator Gary Peters. The bill funds upgrades at Selfridge Air National Guard Base and Camp Grayling. It invests in new military technologies and addresses PFAS contamination in Michigan communities. It also includes a 3.8% pay raise for service members and strengthens U.S. cybersecurity defense supply chains and partnerships with allies like Israel and Taiwan. The NDAA sets defense policy and modernizes the military to meet evolving global threats. And we'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a message from our sponsor at Tri-County Equipment.
Are you looking for a new compact utility tractor? Now's the best time to buy. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today to take advantage of their best deals yet. 1R and 3E compact utility tractors are available with 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 cash off. Check out the John Deere 1025R compact utility tractor or the larger 3E utility series John Deere tractors. Prefer to skip financing? You can get up to $2,000 extra cash off any of these machines. You'll get more tractor for less money, and John Deere tractors are backed by the best service and parts in the industry with John Deere and Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations throughout eastern Michigan. Head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today. These deals won't last forever.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
Welcome back. There's still a little work left to be done at the Ellington Township Hall on East Carroll Road. One of the last projects is replacing the front deck, and the Township Board is considering whether to use artificial decking material or traditional treated lumber. They will be comparing the costs and longevity before making a final decision. Meanwhile, only a few finishing touches remain to complete repairs from last year's accident. This accident occurred when a driver lost control and crashed into the 124-year-old building that serves as the Township Hall. Mike Petullo, who's been overseeing the repairs, asked for a detailed accounting of payments and credits from the contractor. He says that he believes the numbers so far aren't adding up. The board is waiting for a full itemized report before taking any further action. And in Lapeer County, the Lapeer County Road Commission has approved several new road projects across this county. In Metamora Township, crews will install a new 18-inch by 50-foot cross tube on Davidson Lake Road between Gardner and Metamora Roads. The project will also include hauling and leveling about 600 tons of gravel near the golf course at a cost of about $16,000. In Rich Township, two projects are planned, replacing a cross tube on Elmwood Road for about $5,700, and another on Swaffer Road for just over $6,400. And in Oregon Township, they will see 800 tons of limestone spread on Stanley Road from the bridge deck east to Flint River Road. In Hanley Township, 4 new radar speed signs will be installed, which are being provided by the township. And over in Burnside Township, a new weight restriction has been posted to the Index Road Bridge over the south branch of the Cass River Drain, limiting vehicles to 3 gross tons. And hackers and scammers aren't just targeting bank accounts anymore. Some are trying to steal homes. It's called property fraud. This is when someone illegally records documents to sell or mortgage a home that they don't own. To help prevent that, Tuscola County Register of Deeds, Marianne Brent, has launched a new property record notification alert system. Property owners can sign up on the county's Register of Deeds website to get an alert anytime their name or property is being used in a recorded document. Brent says the service is free. It's offered through the government and the county. It is designed to help stop fraud before it costs somebody their home. We'll be right back with your news. Here is a quick message from our sponsors over at Ortis Ford.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST Line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month, with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month, with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Ben 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month, with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month, with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year, using a plan pricing, and include all factory rebates.
And we'll give you one more story before we head over to our obituaries and our sponsored weather. An all-clear notice was issued Friday for a Lapeer County school after reports of an alleged threat were investigated. The Croslex School District and Croswell Police began looking into rumors that a student had a, quote, hit list, unquote, following an altercation during their October 3rd football game. Police said they found no evidence to back up these rumors, and the district says that there were never any credible threats to students or staff. Superintendent Colette Moody sent a letter to parents saying there was an increased police presence as a precaution, as well as Premier Security, which is the firm that provides school security, and they were monitoring student safety throughout the end of the day. The district says it's taking disciplinary actions against those involved in the original altercation. And here is our obituary for the hour. Donald C. Stern, 69 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10, 2025, at McLaren Bay Hospital with his family by his side. Donald was born on June 18, 1956 in Bad Axe. Visitation for Donald will be held on Wednesday, October 15, 2025 from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. It will be held at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe. A fireman's service will also be held at 7 p.m. Memorials in his name may be offered to the family in the care of Terry Orban. Condolences may be shared with the family at the website www.mcalpinefuneralhome.com. And this weather update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.